and welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, October 27th, 2008. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's media partner is Essential Wholesale. This company provides all kinds of natural and organic base cosmetics for you to use in your own cosmetics line. Why spend hours and hours making everything yourself when Essential Wholesale can help you out? Check out their private label program at www.essentialwholesale.com. Today, I am so excited that the Indie Beauty Network's new site at www.indiebeauty.com is going strong. There are over 400 members there after just 5 days from our launch, and we have several indie-branded communities there that have started. These are members of the Indie Beauty Network, where they display their products, they share their services, and other information about how they can help you populate your world with wonderful indie beauty products. Check it out at indiebeauty.com. Today's guest is Master Certified Group Coach Wendy Y. Bailey, affectionately called Wendy Y. Wendy Y. is a Master Certified Group Coach, a Certified Neuro-Linguistic Programming Practitioner, and a Certified Experienced Coach. Wendy Y. has leveraged more than 20 years of leadership and management experience and expertise, leading hundreds of teleseminars, live workshops, and small group training sessions to create group mastery for speakers, trainers, and workshop leaders. And she's on hand to help all of us understand what is group coaching and, most importantly, how can we use it to help our businesses grow. We'll take your questions and comments. Do join us, 800-773-0355, or you can email info@indiebusinessradio.com, and I'll get your question and ask it right here on the air. Welcome to the show, Wendy Y.
Thank you very much for having me, Donna Maria. This is a treat for me.
Well, I'm glad you think so. It certainly is a treat for me. Now, tell us a little bit, Wendy Y., about how you got into group coaching. You didn't start your professional career doing this, did you?
I did not. My professional career started, you know, some years ago in information technology. I was a project manager, program manager. What else did I do? Process manager is really where I started. And through that experience, I learned how to conduct meetings in a corporate setting and all of that kind of stuff. And when I was voted off the island about 7 years ago, I took that occasion to find out what I really wanted to do and be when I grew up. And I looked at, I sort of did an inventory of what I was really good at, what I had enjoyed doing, maybe not in my career, but I wanted to do more of it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things surfaced for me around working with people, around connecting with folks, mentoring. And as I studied more and looked more into what career would help me to sort of harness all of that, coaching is where I found my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I just have not looked back. And it took me probably about 3 years before I realized that as much as I love coaching, group coaching was really the sweet spot for me.
Well, let's start by talking about what exactly is coaching, and then we're going to move more specifically to group coaching.
Okay. Coaching is, and this is the Wendy Y. definition of coaching. Coaching to me is a methodology, it's a technique, it's skills and tools that are used to really help whoever you're working with reach different places than they would normally reach on their own. It helps challenge the boundaries that people have about certain schools of thought. It helps stretches and expands the thinking of people. And so it's a methodology. It's a questioning technique. It's a tactic that really supports people in going those places that they may not, you know, sort of like Star Trek, go where no man has gone before. I see coaching is really doing that.
So when you're looking at, you know, when our listeners are thinking, okay, I have a business and I definitely want to go where no man has gone before, let's talk about then how can coaching generally help you do that, and what does it provide that something like masterminding or even just, you know, having a sit-down chat with your local Chamber of Commerce friends about your business, how does it differ?
It differs in a big way. A coach is someone who has a vested interest in your success. At the same time, they can be objective in how they challenge you and what they see related to some of the pitfalls or obstacles that you're facing, and really help you as a business owner see those challenges and obstacles in a very different way.
And what do you mean by they have a vested interest in your success?
Well, as a coach, when I'm coaching a client, mm-hmm. I am so interested in their success. I totally believe in who they are and what they do and their ability to achieve greater heights of success. At the same time, I'm not like a girlfriend, a brother, a sister, someone who is non-objective as it relates to that. I'm not going to get emotional about wherever you are and what's going on with you. I'm not tied to it in that regard. So I can see some things and point out some things to you as a client that your friend, your brother, your sister, your girlfriend may not be able to point out so easily and so readily to
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm. And so when we narrow it down a little bit to group coaching, how does it differ from coaching as we've been describing so far?
Well, it's bigger. Group coaching is a way of creating, and again, this is the Wendy Y definition, it's a way of creating a synergy, a communication flow, some real energy going around in a group that supports not just the individual, but the group as a whole. And we're going to talk a little bit more when we get into how you incorporate group coaching into your business and things like that. I'll explain a little bit more about what I mean by that.
But so it's group, kind of like masterminding?
It is like masterminding. Masterminding, as I see it, is a little different than group coaching. Masterminding is bringing together like-minded folks who have a common goal. And based on that common goal, they're all kind of working together and learning together and exploring together ways to reach that common goal.
Okay.
Group coaching tends to be content-driven. There's still the commonality of a goal that everyone has in mind, mm-hmm. but it's a different goal because for each person, because each person has like an individual spin on that same goal.
Okay.
That's different than when you're in a mastermind group.
Is another difference, Wendy, that a mastermind group does not necessarily have a facilitator in the way that group coaching does? Doesn't group coaching have, like, for lack of a better word, a leader or the group coach? How does that difference fit in? Because that's a major difference, right?
It is. And I see a mastermind group that's very successful as also having some sort of leader or facilitator.
Okay.
Now, does that mean that they're not part of the group? No. Does that mean that they don't have that exploration hat on and they're not delving into the common goal and exploring things with the rest of the group? No. It just means that there's someone there who's facilitating how the group runs and what happens in the group and some guidelines and, you know, organizing the group in a different way. So the role of the mastermind leader, if you will, is different than the role of the group coach.
Okay. So tell us a little bit, give us an example, Wendy, could you, of not using names, of course, and it may be you or another group coach that you know about, doesn't have to be any, but just an example of how group coaching has affected a person's business that you know about. Just a short overview of how it's helped someone go from point A to, as you describe, where they want to be, you know, where no man has gone before. I like that.
Well, and I'll give myself as a prime example of that. You know, I'll just share the difference for me and my business and, you know, how I've seen it impact other people as well. About 3 years ago, when I decided I wanted to do something around group coaching specifically, I had already led a couple of mastermind groups that brought together business women who were entrepreneurs around a particular topic, and we had explored for, you know, 6 months or so. We had, you know, I did a 9-month one. So I'd done a couple of different mastermind groups.
Mm-hmm.
But the bread and butter for my business at that time was individual coaching. And I had about 30 individual coaching clients, 30 professional business women, primarily women. I think I had about, of the 30 clients I had, there were about 3 that were males, mm-hmm. that were men. And, you know, I was enjoying individual coaching, but I wasn't having fun because having 30 individual clients, running a couple of mastermind groups, and still doing all of my marketing and speaking and product development and everything that I was doing, I wasn't having fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't get into coaching. I didn't get into my own business to work quite that hard. And so I started looking at the things in my business that I had really, really enjoyed. And the mastermind group really came up. The teleseminars really surfaced. And so I started asking myself, how do I start to turn this into the biggest revenue stream and move away from the individual client revenue stream?
Now, Wendy, did you do this analysis in conjunction with a coach of your own or a group coaching situation?
Yeah, absolutely.
You had a coach to help you deal with these issues and walk through them for your business.
Oh, absolutely. Coaches have coaches, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a believer in coaching,
mm-hmm.
whether it's for me and my business or for my clients and their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different kinds of coaches out there. There are life coaches, and that seems to be what a lot of people recognize when you say coach. They think, you know, everybody's a life coach. And, you know, everybody's not a life coach. There are life coaches who deal, you know, with the overall life of the person. They're business coaches. Before I got into group coaching, I was a personal and business coach. What that meant is I worked with business owners and specifically service professionals, people who own businesses and they had services rather than tangible products, on how to market their businesses. And so I was the coach that they hired to help them operationalize their business, to help them, you know, put together marketing strategy and planning for their business, to help them implement on a lot of things. And typically personal things would get in the way, so I had the skill and capability to support them through those obstacles as well. And so, you know, in addition to life and business and personal, there also, I've heard of ADD coaches, I've heard of strategy coaches, I've heard of, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And when you start to hear those distinctions in terms of who's what kind of coach, it's because of who they specialize in working with and what they specialize in working with those people on.
And is that something that someone looking for a coach should look for, Wendy?
Well, I believe so. I believe so.
So how did you, you had these issues in your own business, you had a coach of your own, and just, how did that person help you, or the group coaching, I don't know if it was a group or one-on-one, how did it help you work through, I mean, you obviously had a good idea of what your business was like, and you had a good idea of what you didn't like about it.
Right.
How did coaching help you get from there to a place where you felt more comfortable about what it is that you were doing? What are some of the things that a coach did for you to help you do that?
Well, my coach actually helped me look at what I liked about my business and what I didn't like about my business.
Okay.
In black and white terms. Now, sometimes we have a sense, we feel there are things we like or we don't like. And, you know, my coach really challenged me to get my feelings out, put them on paper so that I could see them in black and white and really make some decisions that supported me in moving forward. And so that's what I ended up doing. I ended up, you know, seeing that in black and white, while I loved coaching my clients, I did not like the idea of doing the pick up the phone, hang up the phone, pick up the phone, hang up the phone, because I had so many individual clients.
So you loved what you were doing, and this is so instructive, I think, because so many business owners I talk to love what they're doing, and they start and they, you know, kind of go in the direction they think they should go in, but at some point everybody gets to that point that you just described, for better or for worse, where it's like, this isn't exactly what I had envisioned, I need to step back, and you're saying that a coach can help you do that and sort of move it from where it is to another level.
Right.
Now that you've been in business for a while and you've seen how it works.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, it's the business owner who's been in business for a while, in my opinion, that needs a coach or really benefits from a coach sometimes more than the person just starting out in business. And
you know,
I say it that way because, you know,
yeah,
business owners who have been in business for a while kind of settle in to doing things a certain way and, you
right.
know, certain normalcy right, around and how they do business.
Yeah, and that's a good point, too, because the only way for you to know what you like and don't like is for you to have done it for a while.
Right, right. However, what happens is you can also get complacent. And so in that complacency, having a coach challenges you to get out of that and test your boundaries and stretch a little bit and do some new and different things and explore some new possibilities that you might not normally look at or even consider if you don't have a coach around to challenge you in that, in those areas.
You know, Wendy, a lot of people are calling themselves coaches today. Is there a definition for that that is accepted? I know you gave us your definition, and that was great, but I'm trying to broaden out a little bit here and see if, is there a definition that a general person could count on for what a coach is? Is there a certification program that everybody should look to before they hire a coach?
There are a number of certification programs, and there are a lot of different definitions out there. What I suggest people do, first of all, is interview at least three different people who call themselves coaches.
Okay.
As you interview those people, have a sense, a list of questions that will help you to decide if they're someone you want to work with. For example, if you're interested in marketing your business in a new and different way, then you want someone who has experience, not necessarily marketing themselves, but in helping people market their businesses.
Right.
Doing some innovative marketing things.
So interview at least three people. We're going to leave it at that for a second. We're going to take a short break and come back with Wendy Y. Bailey, who is going to give us more tips on how to choose a coach and or a group coaching program to help our businesses grow. This is Indie Business Radio. Don't touch that mouse. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. I'm Donna Maria, of course, helping you enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. And I've got something coming up to help you do that. It's a one-day event designed especially for indie business owners who want to learn how to connect directly with their target audience and increase their sales and their business opportunities and have more fun. It's all about being the media outlet for your own business, and I have put together a program, a one-day program, to essentially help you to understand how you can be the best media spokesperson for your business using audio, using video, all these things. Bring your laptop, bring your telephone, bring all of your telecommunications equipment to this seminar. We're going to show you how to use it. We're going to put together professionally designed audio and video clips that you can use to play at your website, your blog, your MySpace page. You know, I really think today, on the internet especially, the media is you, and you have got to be the media spokesperson for your business first and foremost. Check it out at www.themediaisyou.com. Our first training session is coming up in February, and we've got early bird pricing, so go check it out at themediaisyou.com. I'm so excited to have Wendy Y. Bailey. She's a certified group coach, and she is walking us through, so you need to, like, have your pen and paper out, because this lady is an expert on group coaching. If you're looking for group coaching to grow your business, then you need to listen to what Wendy says about how to choose the right coach and the right group coaching setting for you. So, Wendy, before we took our break, you had suggested that everyone interview at least three coaches before they settle on one. So I want to hear the rest of your tips for people who are looking to find a coach.
I also think that there are some people, I'm from probably a different school of thought than most coaches out there. I think that there are some people who were born to coach, and so they have this innate ability to ask the right questions and really support people in exploring new and different terrain. I think you have to give credit to people who have that kind of innate ability, and you have to look at sort of the training that they've gotten that has supported them in fine-tuning and honing their craft as a coach. Coaching is a buzzword out there today. And so there are a lot of people out there who call themselves coaches, but they don't really have any formal coach training. I'm a believer that, yes, while you have an innate ability to coach and to ask people, it's important for you to have some formal coach training. There are a lot of organizations out there that do formal coach training, and there are two primary organizations that kind of oversee, if you will, the coaching profession. One of those is the International Coach Federation, or ICF. The other is the International Association of Coaches, or IAC. I happen to be a member of the IAC, and through the IAC, we get together and look at cutting-edge technologies in coaching. We look at how do we get better as coaches. And there are organizations like Coachville, for example, that supports training of coaches in a huge way. So I came through like four or five different coach training organizations. And, you know, I don't ever stop learning to coach and to be a better coach. So everything that I do in the way of what I call coaching development, it's actually a category on my calendar, and I try to make sure that I have so much time allotted for coaching development every month on my calendar, is devoted to me honing my craft as a coach. So if you're someone who's looking for a coach, make sure that you ask the question of your potential coach, tell me about your formal coach training. Tell me what you learned from it and how it helps you to help your client. Because that's really the key.
Good.
Innate is good because that's about chemistry. You
right.
also want someone who has some tools, you know, a toolbox, if you will, that they're carrying around and they're constantly filling.
So you want to make sure that you're saying that you need to have someone that's certified, but certification is not as good for someone who doesn't have the innate ability as it is for someone who also brings that to the table. So when you have both, you have a double whammy.
You do. You absolutely do.
So you want references, as you said. You want to know what their certification is like. And I guess since you're going to find a lot of coaches that don't have certification, you want to ask them why you're not certified. Why don't you think
you
need
that? Let me sort of say this. When I say formal coach training, to me mm-hmm. that does not necessarily mean certification.
What other trainings are there that people can look for?
There are... When I say formal coach training, there are program specialties that are out there that are not necessarily certification programs, if you will,
okay.
that give a coach more refined skills in a particular area. Let me give you a couple of examples. I'm certified as a Fearbuster group leader. Well, for me, it's a certification that says I completed the training that they offered. It offered me, it gave me, in the way of my toolbox, a whole different way to look at things related to fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a tool that I have now in my toolkit
okay.
that I can support my learners with. See
okay.
the difference?
Yes, I do. And that's really instructive, I think, for our listeners. I hope their ears perked up that whether someone's certified or not, and you look for someone who is certified or with a reasonable explanation for why they're not, but then... Once you find that certification that satisfies you, do they have any specialty areas underneath that fit your needs?
Right.
Okay,
exactly.
So that's really important, too, because I guess what you're saying is that there's an overview to coaching, and then there's these special, unique tools or areas of expertise that a coach brings to the table that you may want to go someplace else to get tools that fit what you need as opposed to
right.
what that person is doing.
Right. The big thing is to ask questions of your potential coach that let you know how they can support you based on your individual goals.
And sometimes, Wendy, is it true, since every coach I know has a website, that a frequently asked questions is a good place to start? Because a lot of times they will put the questions that people have asked them before there, so everything's there in one place. So you can kind of eliminate any follow-up work if you don't see the right answers on their page.
Sure. I think that's true, and let me say I'm not someone who has a frequently asked questions on my website, one of my websites.
Okay.
So I don't want people to get turned off if they don't see an FAQ. What I want people to do is look at the body of work that the coach has done in the way of training, in the way of experience, in the way of innate ability,
mm-hmm.
and they're only going to learn that when they're looking for an individual coach in particular. They're only going to learn that
mm-hmm.
when they actually go to learn from that coach. Call that person, set aside a 20-minute session with them, whatever they offer,
uh-huh.
and talk to them. That's how you get to know the person.
And you can always get
part chemistry, and then it's training.
So you can always get the free 15 or 20 minute consultation just to ask them about their services and how they work.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay, that's great. So getting references, talking to at least three, getting your questions answered about their certification and their and what specific areas of expertise they have. Are there any other things? What do you ask in terms of pricing for group coaching specifically now?
Well, the beauty of group coaching is that it offers you an opportunity to connect with that coach that you see as someone who can help you and support you in your business. And, you know, you get it in a group setting rather than in an individual setting, because these days sometimes people can't afford to pay individual coaching rates.
So how do you deal with the, quote-unquote, confidentiality issues? I would imagine that some people may say, well, you know, and I guess the answer is then you have to go one-on-one, but are there certain general things that group coaches do to make sure that there's business confidentiality built into the practice?
Yes, absolutely. Highly skilled group coaches know how to lay the ground rules
mm-hmm.
for confidentiality.
Okay.
For sharing, for support. I've been in groups as a group coach where people have come and they've been so burdened by some situation that they were in tears in the group.
Mm.
As a group coach, it's my job to rally support for them in that setting so that, you know, the group feels safe.
Right.
Not just for that person, but for the other members as well. They know that they can bear themselves in the same way.
Right, right. And I would imagine that's a huge part of what makes a group work, that everybody, everybody is on board with whatever mechanisms are set up by the group to protect people's businesses and their personal interests.
Absolutely. It's a key element of the group. One of the things that I like to talk about and I teach people as it relates to group coaching is I use my NLP training for this. You mentioned the neuro-linguistic programming. And that's really using language and talking to people and interacting with people based on a certain language style. And as part of that, I call it sensory learning. It's, you know, touching people and reaching people and helping them to hear and see based on how they hear and see the world, how they operate and exist in the world. And so as a group coach, when you've got people together who have different perspectives about how they see the world or how they hear the world or what they think, it's also creating a space for them to have a common ground about whatever is going on related to their business, related to the group.
Do you get, as the customer or the client, any say in how many people are in the group? I mean, I would guess that a coach has to get a certain number of people together before they open a new group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get to say, you know, do you have 5 people, 10 people? Or are they all food manufacturers, beauty products companies? What are some of the things that a company could think about in terms of the mix inside the group that they're going to be going into? Are there any things you can ask in advance to kind of sort that out ahead of time?
Well, realistically, you don't really get that kind of say when you join a group coaching program. What you get a sense of from however the group is promoted is what you're going to learn, what you're going to be working on together, and some of the tools that are in place to support you on your journey. Is it okay if I tell you a little bit about the group coaching program I have coming up as by way of example?
Please.
Okay. I have a group coaching program that actually starts tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock Eastern. And it's group coaching in 33 minutes. And what I'm doing is 7 unique sessions, each lasting 33 minutes, where I'm actually teaching group coaching. And so the way that I've presented it and marketed it to potential members is by saying, there's 7 sessions, they're 33 minutes each. In session 1, we're going to talk about how do you profit from group coaching. In session 2, we're going to talk about, you know, and I've just kind of gone through the lay of the land, if you will, of what how the group is structured. I haven't said I'm not accepting more than 10 people. I'm not accepting more than 20 people.
Oh, I see.
Because I know that, you know, when that group gets too large for me to handle, then I'm okay splitting that group up.
Okay. Okay. So you'll just control that. So that program is for people who want to be group coaches, right?
That program is for people who want to incorporate group coaching as a profit stream, as a new revenue center for their business.
Right. Okay. So they
so
want
it's not
to be
just
coaches.
People who want to be group coaches. No.
What's the difference?
The difference is, on the other end of it, they're not going to be a group coach by certification or anything like that. They will have some group coach training, and they will be able to produce a profitable group coaching program as a new profit center for their business, a new revenue stream for their business.
Okay.
That's different than being a certified group coach.
Okay, so if someone completes that and then someone listening goes, you know, to them and sees their website or whatever and says, I'm interested in your coaching services, and they don't say they're certified, what does that mean for the person calling to express an interest in their services?
What they're saying is, I am offering you a group coaching program that allows you to come in and learn this particular content from me as someone who's qualified to lead a group.
Oh, okay.
See the difference?
Okay. Well, yeah, that's great. Now tell us when that starts again. We're going to go to break, but one more time, when does it start and where do we go to get more information?
It starts, the group coaching in 33 minutes starts tomorrow. That's Tuesday, October 28th. At 10 a.m. Eastern for 33-minute sessions, 7 33-minute sessions.
Where do we go
for more information? Go to groupmastery.com. There's a video there that I had a lot of fun making that I think people will get a lot from the experience as well.
Okay, so go to groupmastery.com. We've got to go to our final break. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Back to Indie Business Radio. I'm here this afternoon talking with Master Group Certified Coach Wendy Y. Bailey, and she's at groupmastery.com, and she has given us a lot of information to help us choose a coach and or a group coach to engage to help us grow our businesses. So, Wendy, I want to talk during our final session, during our final segment, about group coaching and what a coachee can expect in terms of real practical involvement in a group coaching setting.
Well, let me answer that question by saying what group coaching is not. Group coaching is not a teleseminar. I participated in what I thought was a group coaching program some time ago. It's been a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the person conducting it welcomed everyone to the call, put everyone on mute, and taught for an hour.
Okay.
Without any interaction, without any questions, without anything else. It really was, I'm here to deliver content, sit back, put me on mute, you know, put me on speaker, take notes, and that's it.
And there weren't any teleseminar. No questions at the end either?
At the end, they opened it up for questions, but that's still, in my mind, a teleseminar.
Okay.
A group coaching session is interactive from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
I do, for example, a technology webinar, and I leave the lines unmuted even during that technology webinar that I do so that people can say, hey, Wendy, you know, how does this work with this? Or I've seen so-and-so happen, so that there's some interaction. So the biggest difference between a teleseminar and a group coaching session, first and foremost, is interaction.
So if you're looking for a group coaching setting, then you as the potential coachee need to know that part of your, do you have a responsibility to participate?
You do, and, you know, sometimes you may not want to, and that's okay, too. It's all about how you show up as the coachee and what you give to the learning in order to get what you're going to get from the learning.
Okay.
So first of all, it's interactive. Second of all, it's also an exchange. You're giving some of your, what do I want to call it, your stuff, your juice, your energy to the whole dialogue, because ultimately it's going to help you and the group. One of the things I like to do, and this is a technique that I use in a group coaching session, is if we're talking about a particular piece of content, then what I'll do is I'll pick a couple of people out of the group and I will laser coach them around that specific content. So let's say, for example, we were talking, just to give you an example of what we're going to do in the group coaching program I have coming up, we're talking about how to profit from group coaching. And, you know, so the content, the piece of content that we're looking at is, you know, some ways that you can do that. And I throw out three ways. And so I point out a couple people and invite a couple people into my dialogue from within the group. And I say, okay, of these three, which one do you think aligns more closely with what you're doing and the direction you want to go in? And so one person may say, oh, well, you know, I think item number B is really going to be the best for me. And then we start exploring how B is really going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are listening to how B is going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And based on listening to how B is going to work for them, they're getting ideas about how B can work for them. Or how, okay, B isn't really what I'm looking for, but, you know, A might be what I'm looking
for. And it kind of draws them into the discussion almost automatically.
Exactly. And another thing that I like to do in a group coaching session that is different than a teleseminar is I like to ask people in the group to share what they think will support the other person as well. Again, ground rules have to be in place so that you're not here, someone else in the group, to fix somebody else. It is not your job to solve somebody else's problem. We are brainstorming. We're sharing ideas. We are giving this person some insight into whatever their scenario that will help them in their business around that piece of content.
Right. So it sounds like group coaching can help you build your business, but also it sounds very much like from a personal perspective, it can really be helpful to someone who's not just struggling with business issues, but really just trying to incorporate that business into the kind of lifestyle that they want to have.
Without a doubt.
So it's almost like you almost can't have one without the other for an indie business owner. You have to have two.
You can't because and I know indie business really speaks to being an independent business owner.
Right.
And so you've kind of covered with that moniker people who have tangible business products as well as people who have services, and so it covers a lot.
So when
most of the time, let me say this real quick. Most of the time, indie businesses tend to work in isolation, and a group coaching program is an ideal way to shed that whole isolation thing, get support for your ideas, and make it very specific to the needs of your business.
That's an incredibly good point. I'm glad you mentioned that isolation part. Wendy, how much should we expect to spend on group coaching? I have two questions. They're real easy. I'm going to ask them both so you can, because you're really describing in your answers. How much should we expect to spend, or how do we determine what's a reasonable sum? And then how many people, I know everybody's different, but generally speaking, I would think that at some point group coaching just becomes unmanageable for the coachee if more than a certain number of people are involved.
Let me answer the question about manageability and then price.
Okay.
Manageability is all about the expertise level of the coach, the group coach. I have coached as many as 20, 30 people in one group.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a virtual group on the telephone.
Okay.
Okay. Let me make that distinction. I've also coached, using some of the same techniques that I've already mentioned, larger groups when I'm speaking to hundreds.
Okay.
And there's a way to manage that, because realistically I'm not going to be able to go to each and every person in a group of 300 and laser coach them in a group session.
Right.
However, if I'm able to identify someone, one or two people in that group of 200 to 300,
mm-hmm,
who have common interests, like to the rest of the group, then that serves me well and the group well, because I'm able to manage a representative, if you will, from the group and support the group with learning as well. Now,
okay,
to get back to the virtual group, 20 to 30, I think, is reasonable in a virtual group.
Okay.
Because then what I can do is actually partner people off. People can do some things outside of the session. They can come back, report on what they're doing, and we can still come together as a group, even with that size of a group.
Oh,
now, in terms of fees, did I answer your question?
Oh, absolutely. That was great. I mean, I can see so many benefits. I mean, if you get partnered with someone, business collaborations come out. I mean, it's just an endless number of opportunities that can come out of this that you don't even necessarily foresee when you go into it.
Right, exactly. The cool thing about having a group coaching program is typically they have a defined start and a defined end time. What that means is they're usually 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, however long they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know when it's going to start and you know when it's going to finish.
Right.
Based on that, that's how the fees are usually structured for the person actually delivering the program. You know, is it an hour a week? Is it an hour a month or
mm-hmm.
6 months, whatever it is? Realistically, you can expect to pay anywhere from, $100 for so many weeks or so many months,
mm-hmm.
upwards into, some people call their teleseminar programs, group coaching programs, and they're up into the thousands. I believe a group coaching program, a true group coaching program, based on what we've described and we've talked about here,
mm-hmm.
really, again, has that defined start, defined end, and, you know, is reasonable in that it's a few hundred dollars
mm-hmm.
for you to learn whatever that specific content is over a defined period of time.
And Wendy, is it fair to say, too, that if you're going into a group coaching session, you do have to be self-driven to some extent, right? Because as you just said, you may
without a doubt
do some things on their own. So this is really, maybe a teleseminar is better for someone who really isn't sure what direction they want to go in, what their goals are, and things like that, because they can kind of get a lot of information that they can use to kind of point them in the right direction, whereas coaching is more like doing proactive things to move you in the direction you already know you want to go in.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right, it does. And you also want to look at the content, the specific content that you're
right.
going to gain
right.
from the group coaching program.
Right.
Because
so
the group coaching program is content-driven.
Right, and your potential coach needs to be able to tell you what you're going to get out of it. If they can't do that, is that a warning sign?
Most definitely.
Okay, so most it's not definitely. Just a powwow, a chit-chat. I call it a chicha. It's not just
no.
everybody come together and have a cheerleading session, I sometimes call it, pat each other on the back. And then I've been to sessions like that, Wendy, where I hang up the phone and I go, oh, that was so much fun.
Right.
How did I get out of that? I just had a great time with a bunch of like-minded people. And
Yeah, you feel good, but did you learn something?
Yeah, well, did I get my money's worth? I think that's what I'm aiming at. So, because we're talking about how much to pay, and that connects with what you said at the very beginning, which is you have to, you know, of course, look at the information on the website. You got to go there anyway to get their contact information. But that's what you want to know. How do you work, and what tangible things am I going to get out of this, you know, so that I know that I'm paying for something, not just, you know, a rally around good thoughts and things.
Right. And let me add one more thing to what distinguishes a teleseminar from a group coaching program. Accountability. I really and truly believe that when someone attends, when a coachee attends my group coaching program, they need to leave different than they came. They
right.
need to have some tangible proof that they have been a part of this program. You know, for example, the group coaching in 33 minutes, at the end of that program, my expectation is it's a group coaching program. It's also a teleseminar program. I can't help it. I do group coaching more than I do teleseminars. But at the end of that program, the people who are part of that program will have a plan for how to create a group coaching program that represents a new profit center for their business.
Right, and then they have to.
That's the tangible.
They got to work that plan to make it work.
Exactly. They get to work it during the program, and my expectation and my hope and my drive and my challenge to folks is that they get to work it when they leave the program as well.
Right. Well, that's the whole point, right, that they
right.
have a whole new revenue center for their businesses. So this is good. This has really been a wonderful overview of what coaching is, the difference between group coaching and one-on-one coaching and teleseminars. You've delivered, girl. You have told us how to choose, how to know the difference, how to choose somebody to deliver those services to you, what questions to ask, and what to expect. And this has just been a wonderful overview on the topic, Wendy. So, Wendy Y, that is. So I want to encourage everyone to go to Wendy Y's website and check out the new program that she's offering starting tomorrow. It's groupmastery.com right there on the homepage. You will see a video that Wendy Y put together to provide an overview of the program. It starts tomorrow, October 28th, and goes on for several weeks. You'll want to get in on it. And if you're listening to this show after it closes, go to groupmastery.com anyway, because my guess is that Wendy's going to be offering this over and over again as time goes by. And if she isn't, you know what, she's going to have something else fun and exciting there for you to learn. I definitely know that. Wendy White, thank you for joining us on today's Indie Business Radio Show.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.
You guys, I have got some great shows coming up for you over the next couple of months. We are going into vacation time, but I'm not going to be taking many vacations, at least not on my Indie Business Radio Show, because I've got some great people lined up. Next week, I have Mark Sanborn. He is the author of several books, the most recent of which is called The Encore Effect. And don't we all want to get an encore effect when we deal with our target customers? We want to dazzle them, and we want to leave them begging for more. Sound good? I know it does. It sounds good to me. I certainly want to have the encore effect when it comes to this radio show. You can join us next Monday, November 3rd, 2008, right here on IndieBusinessRadio.com. And don't forget that I have archived hundreds of my radio shows over the years. You can go and look for what you're looking for. There's people that have talked about, as we have today, group coaching and coaching in general, blogging, e-commerce, media services, how to do PR for your own business, legal. We've got some attorneys that have talked about legal issues, trademarks, copyrights. It's all right there. You can stream it from your desktop and, in most cases, download it to your iPod and be on your way with all the information you need for your business. I'll see you next week with Mark Sanborn, the author of The Encore Effect. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.